Full of sample PL, the journey created is date is 12/01/2022. Dictation is for Monica Ramos. Ramos spells R-A-M-O-S. Monica spells M-O-N-I-C-A. Date of birth is 06/14/2016. This is a 6-year-old child accompanied by dad here with ear pain and fever period. That states that this has been going on for approximately 2 days. Says she brought a child in today because pain is increased, period. Next paragraph, review of systems. That stated that child is eating and drinking well. He denies vomiting or diarrhea. Said child's activities is a little down, but she's still a little playful, and sometimes we just want to sit around, don't do anything, period. Next paragraph, past medical history. Is non-past surgical history, is non-social history, denies tobacco smoke exposure. Next paragraph. Surgeries is none. Next paragraph. Medication is none. Next paragraph. Allergies is none. Next paragraph. Review of systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative except for those mentioned above. Few in this paragraph. Physical exam. She's alert oriented. In mild distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 98% of room air. Blood pressure 1. Correction. Pulse 142. Respiratory 18. Temperature 101.4. Patient was given Tylenol in clinic after, and then temperature was repeated. It repeat temperature is 99.6. Period. Next paragraph. Ear. Left ear. TM is erythematous. Dull with effusion. No discharge or bleeding. TM is not perforated. No discharge. Next paragraph. External ear canal without erythema or edema. No tragal tug. No mastoid tenderness. Period. Next paragraph. Respiratory good. Inspiratory and expiratory effort. No adventitious sounds. No use of accessory muscles. No respiratory distress. No paradoxical motion. Period. Next paragraph. Cardiac rate and rhythm with no murmurs. No peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph. Nose congested with clear discharge. Erythematous and edematous terminates. Next paragraph. Respiratory good, inspiratory and expiratory effort. No adventitious sounds. No use of accessory muscles. No respiratory distress. No paradoxical motion. Period. Next paragraph. Abdomen soft, non-distended. No rebound. No guarding. No tenderness to palpation. She has normal bowel sounds. Period. Next paragraph. Skin. No abrasions, lacerations, microes, or papules. No vesicles or bulli. Period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort, range of motion, she bears weight well with no antalgic gait, period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented, time is free, cranial nerves 2/10 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and affect are normal, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is fever. Assessment number 2 is otitis media. Assessment number 3 is acute rhinitis, period. In the clinic today, we did a flu, strep test, and strep test. These were both negative, period. Patient was given Tylenol, 10 milliliters, PO, in the clinic. Our repeat temperature is 98.7, period. Next paragraph, patient was sent home with the following medication. 1, Motrin 100/5 mL. She will take 250 milligrams PO, 3 times daily, PRN for pain and fever. She was given 250 mL. Next medication, Tamiflu. Please put in our diagnosis influenza A and influenza B. Tamiflu 6 mL. She would take 10 mils POBID for 5 days, number 100 mils. Next medication, amoxicillin, 400/5 mils. Patient would take 1 teaspoon POBID for 10 days, number 100 mils. Dad was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. Strongly encouraged to continue to take the medication she was sent home with. And to come back to the clinic if worse, go to the nearest emergency room if we are closed. End of the patient.